escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Things are starting to come unraveled. Well, they've lost six in a row, so they may have well come unraveled, but it started to unravel publicly yesterday as Tanner Bibee and Stephen Vogt had an exchange in the dugout in the fourth inning.
In between innings, Tanner Bibee visibly upset, frustrated.
Stephen Vogt?
Yeah, well, he was right behind him all the way.
That was not a pleasant conversation.
No, but you know what? That's what's been going on with Tanner Bibee. He came in and then said that, and the manager says, no. He put that to an end quickly.
Arch, thank you. I'm glad we showed it, but I'm glad you said that's normal. That happens in baseball at times.
Yeah, it sure does.
And it's okay. To me, that's okay.
Right. You see, he came in, he was upset because of the things that happened, but you know what? That's been going on for too long, and his manager said, hey, you just deal with it. Move on. You're trying to win a ball game, man. You need to be all pulling the same rope. Let's go.
That's Guardians TV. They're talking about Stephen Vogt. Stephen Vogt had his say-so in the post game yesterday. Here's what Stephen had to say about Bibee's blow-up.
I mean, emotions are high right now. Emotions are high with everybody. Tanner's one of the most competitive, fiery people I've ever been around, and he came in trying to pump the boys up, and I told him, not now, take it downstairs. And so we've already talked. We're good. It's one of those fiery moments that happens in competition in a long season, and Tanner's has been and will continue to be one of our best, and we know the competitive fire is what drives him, and like I said, emotions are high right now.
Was he trying to fire the boys up, or was he coming in bitching?
No, he was coming in bitching. Yeah. I mean, he was coming in bitching. I was surprised at the verbiage that was used.
If a guy walks into a dugout, let's go, boys! Let's go! You're not going to shut him up. Yeah. You're gonna let him do it. If it's he like, comes in bitching, you're going to go, no, you take that down to the clubhouse.
Score a bleeping run.
Yeah, Ken's been doing a ton to fire up the 30 producers that's worked for him. Or he was just screaming, throwing
like
staplers.
He was firing staplers
at him. There's a difference there. We can just be honest.
That was me.
I know what you're trying to do, and I don't like.
So, in this case, you know, I heard Dre say, "Well, it's normal." Yeah, there is emotion in 162, whatever. But this, you used the term. You were about to use the term unraveling. This is unraveling, and we have not really seen that kind of emotion from anybody. And then the manager to come out right after him. I don't care what he said afterwards. Like, Vogt was clearly ticked. It was clearly ticked.
Well,
so we haven't seen a lot of that. In fact, during the 10-game losing streak, we wanted to see it. You know, we wanted to see it when Jose Ramirez, which might have been the first big strike against the team this year, was when it looked like they weren't really standing up for Jose Ramirez at one point. And that launched the 10-game losing streak.
And he was guilty of that, and I stand by him being guilty of that. He should have came out and got himself thrown out before Jose Ramirez's benefit because of what had happened. And then Jose, remember, was out the next day after he got hit by that pitch. So that was ridiculous. But let me tell you this. I'm on Stephen Vogt's side on this. I mean, you have almost 7 ERA since the beginning of July, Tanner Bibee. Tanner Bibee's been one of the guys that have been signed.
The guys
at the plate know they're struggling. There is no doubt you've gone 27 or 28 innings now without scoring a run, which is unbelievable. The guys at the plate know. They're clearly pressing. Clearly pressing. You have Junior Caminero hitting another home run last night, who used to be your draft pick. So everybody's going to be upset about that. Not that the players pay attention about that, but that's the fans. And I don't need some guy with a 7 ERA since the beginning of July walking into the club, walking into the dugout, bitching in front of television where all the fans can hear him above the dugout. I don't need that.
Who was
and Stephen
to
Vogt
be...
wouldn't need that. And I'm glad Stephen Vogt did what he did. Stephen Vogt should have grabbed him and taken him down to the dugout, and they could have had it out there in the hallway.
Oh, you wanted to get physical.
I didn't want him to get physical, but damn it, they should have had the conversation down there. Stephen Vogt's right about that. You ain't making the situation any better by coming in here and being immature and starting to bitch out everybody for something that they know, because that's what it was. He gave up two runs, got upset because he gave up two runs because the game's starting to get away from him, and now he's upset with the guys on offense. Yeah, it's frustrating. It's absolutely frustrating. They know it's frustrating. They're all grown men. They get it.
Yeah, you said they're pressing. I mean, knowing that the pitchers at this stage, like, they're in turn, they're pressing. Every pitch has to be perfect, they probably feel like, because if they give up any runs whatsoever, that's the game, because they don't have an offense that can sustain anything. So this has been a disastrous moment. When we were riding high, I think, what were they? They like 16-8 at one point, or whatever their record was. We're like, well, they've got the best record in baseball in the second half of the year after the All-Star break, or in the American League, they had the best record. And the schedule looks so inviting for them to make a run, and they were...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Feeling good about themselves. And we're like, all right, you know, they hadn't played their best baseball yet, so maybe they were finally playing their best baseball. But the margin for error we always knew with this team. Mm-hmm. And they're every year, the margin for error with the Guardians is just going to be so small where they can't afford to have any lapses. They just can't afford to have it. I mean, that's the end of a season. You know, you may be allowed one bad stretch. This team can't have two bad stretches, and they're having their second bad stretch.
You have a season that's off the rail, is what you're starting to have here, when you have that type of immaturity. So the whole thought about making the postseason, to me, is done. The whole thought about winning the wild card, getting into the postseason, that's over. Now it's time to figure out what you're going to do here for the rest of this season. Now, we're talking about bringing up young guys. I mean, that's where it is. Now, I want them to finish off strong. They're only two games under 500. I like them to try to approach 500 and finish out the year. But it's been a rough year. You had a look at it for a moment. You don't have a look at it anymore. You're losing to not good baseball teams. Which, by the way, Tampa Bay just is the same record as you, 64-67. So I don't know why we have this standard that we're so much better. I think maybe because we don't pay attention to other teams as much as we do pay attention to the Guardians. But paying attention to the Guardians, if I saw guys going up there and just not giving a bleep, maybe I would stand with Tanner Bibee a little bit on this. But I do. I think that they're pressing. I think that they understand how disappointing of a season this is, coming off an ALCS run. I don't know if we know the future of Stephen Kwan. I think that that's very much up in the air. I think that Stephen Kwan thinks about that. And again, you have
and
a
his
guy.
His game's falling apart.
Yes.
His approach to the plate is totally
and
falling apart.
Three straight years in a row where, to the point where I have to write it on the sheets going, hey, like, do we need to reexamine this? Because I was pounding drums for signing him to a long-term deal. And I want, and we're in the heat of things right now, and things ain't good. I wonder how many people would disagree with that now, as of today, where it's like, you don't want to give him money, Ken.
Even though
you don't want to give him money.
It's always the case with every baseball player in this town going forward until we see a dramatic increase in payroll. You always want your guys to be really good, but not so good that you can't sign them. Now is he back into that area of, hey, he's affordable. Maybe Kwan is affordable.
Well, I'll fight folks on it where I'm thinking, because my whole thing is Jose. Jose's approaching 33 years old, so my whole thing is how much time do I still have with Jose where I can keep this window open? Because he's my only guaranteed Hall of Famer. He's the only Hall of Famer I have. Kyle Manzardo looks promising. George Valera, like you don't, like some of the guys who you bring up, you don't know. You don't know what they're going to be. You hope, and you hope that it reopens that window, but I have such youth, I can only go with what I know. And I think that this is still a better team with Stephen Kwan, so I'll still fight people on it. But when it comes to the pitching staff here, you know, this is what's so bad and what I have to recalibrate. You do get, it's again, they're the Steelers of Major League Baseball. I grow accustomed to things being a certain way. And when they're not that way, it's very, very hard for me to readjust and accept. This has been a team that has developed pitching for the last, since this station has been on the air, and even longer than that. And right now, Gavin Williams is a roller coaster. Tanner Bibee is immature. And the other guys in the rotation, I mean, you're hoping for that. So I set that goal before the trade deadline. Oh, and I know you want to get in. I'll say this quick. Okay. I set that goal before the trade deadline. It's like, hey, I don't know what they're going to be for the rest of the year. I just kind of hope that this rotation gets straightened out. And I know it's a bad run, but damn it, now I'm feeling even worse because I got Tanner Bibee going in there and starting to get in people's craw about all this stuff. Then I'm going to be feeling even worse about this than what I did already, what I even thought I was going to feel about.
Well, not only that, I mean, you wonder, too, we talk about margin for error. They also can't have any margin for error with the guys they actually do sign. And Bibee got like $48 million guaranteed, which looked like, man, we got a great, great contract for somebody that could be the ace of this staff. And the minute you pay somebody, you always wonder, what's going to happen? What's going to happen if we give him money? What does it do? Is the carrot not being dangled adequately? And like, they can't make any mistakes with contracts. They make any mistakes with contracts at all. That's why the Kwan thing gets really, really interesting.
For the first time in 15, 20 years, maybe, right? You don't have a true ace. There is no ace on the staff. No. You had Bieber, you had Kluber, you had Justin Masterson, you had Cliff Lee, you had CeCe Sabathia. Right now, you don't have anybody on those levels at all.
216-474-0092. All right, whose side are you? Are you on Stephen Vogt's side, by the way? Or are you on Tanner Bibee's side?
Yeah, for sure.
Is there a side to take on this? Because I gotta take Stephen Vogt's side.
Yeah, I don't know. It's if Bibee was pitching better, he's just not pitching better. So you understand that his skipper is out there trying to do whatever he can to fix this team flailing away at the wrong time.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.